I want to talk about. I got an email last week that asking what I thought about Rabbi Abadi's tshuva about an abridged version of Birchas Hamazon, meaning many people find it very, very challenging to have kavana throughout the entire lengthy version of Birchas Hamazon that we recite. So a number of different Talmidei Chacham throughout the generations have come up with shorter versions of Birchas Hamazon. Some they say that you can recite B'Shas Adchak, and now in our generation, Rabbi Abadi and I think Rabbi Henkin from Eretz Yisrael came up with even non-Shas Adchak versions that they say are perfectly fine that one should recite. So is this a good idea or a bad idea? So it's important to know where Birchas Hamazon comes from. The Braisa tells us in Maseches Brachos and Daf Mem Chesed and Beis, Seder Birchas Hamazon. The Seder Birchas Hamazon is that Rishona Birchas Hazan. The first bracha is Birchas Hazan, and that was Mesukan Al Yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. Shnia Birchas Haaretz. The second bracha is Birchas Haaretz. That was Mesukan Al Yedei Yehoshua Bin Nun. Right? The Gemara goes on to go through that the first three brachos are all Da'oraisa, and only the fourth bracha, Vatov HaMeitiv, is Derabbanan. Right? The third bracha is Bonu Yerushalayim. David and Shlomo were Mesakein. David was Mesakein Al Yisrael HaMechel Al Yerushalayim Yirecha, and Shlomo was Mesakein Al Bayis HaGadol, because there was no Bayis HaGadol yet in the times of David HaMelech. But all of that is Doraisa. So you ask yourself, well, wait a second. Didn't I just contradict myself? I said that Moshe was Mesakein, Yeshua was Mesakein, David and Shlomo were Mesakein, the first three brachos. All of those people are humans. They're all rabbis. So how can we say that it's Doraisa? So that is the kasha of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Pei Zayin says, V'kashali, V'kaimulan b'samach de brachos elu midoraisa ninu. All these brachos are Doraisa. So how could we say, how could the Braisa say that these people were misaking these brachos? Says the Beis Yosef, Yesh Lomar, Dimat Ba'an Ushatavu Lehen, Dimi Doraisa Imratul Amra Be'ezo Matbea Sheyirza Amra. That it, on a Doraisa level, yeah, you have to say these brachos, but however you want to say them is fine. For example, the Gemara gives the Birchas Hamazon of Minyamin Raya, that Minyamin the shepherd, he used to say, he was a busy guy, so his Birchas Hamazon was, Brich Rachmana Dahai Pita, blessed is the God of this bread. That was the way Shulchan Aruch writes, not that he was Yotzei all of Birchas Hamazon, because there's no way that you can translate that to somehow mean that that's a fulfillment of all of the brachas of Birchas Hamazon. No, but at least it could replace the first bracha of Birchas Hamazon. So Brich Rachmana Dahai Pita was his version of the bracha Rishona of Birchas Hamazon. So that's what it means on a Doraisa level, whatever version you want, but comes along Moshe, and then Yoshua, and then David, and then Shlomo, and they were misakein umatbeya, a specific text for each and every bracha. In fact, the Beis Yosef goes on to say that they weren't the last ones to tinker with the text of Birchas Hamazon, because he says, "Kamosha einanu omer ba'osam adbeah shetiknu David u'Shlomo." We don't say exactly what David and Shlomo said. Shanu mevakshim lahachzir amalchus v'livnos habayis. When we say that third bracha, we're asking for the malchus based David to return. David didn't have to ask for it to return; it was already there. We ask for the Beis HaMikdash to come back to be rebuilt. Shlomo didn't have to ask for it to be built. It was already built. It was already there. V'heima yimavakshim lahamid amalchus, lahamid b'nei abayis. They just daven that it should stay and that we should remain in peace and tranquility in Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the Beis Yosef writes, that clearly over time there were some changes in the exact nusach. Nevertheless, the Gemara quotes several braises that there are requirements of what needs to be covered in the text of Birchas Hamazon and what does not need to be covered in the text of Birchas Hamazon. For example, the braise tells us that Tanya, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Kol Mishalo Omer, Eretz, Chemda, Tova, Urechava, Bebirchas Haaretz, If you leave out the part about Eretz Chem Tatova Rechava, you're not Yotze. Nachma Madi Omer Tzarek, she asks, we're Bris. Shali Dei Bris Nitna Aretz Lavram. We have to mention Bris in the Birch Saretz. Rabbi Yossi Omer Tzarek, she asks about Torah. Shebizchus HaTorah Yarshu Aretz. That we have to also mention Torah. And this isn't really a machlokas. They're just adding. You also have to mention this. You also have to mention all of these things. And Plema Omer Tzarek, she Yakdim Bris LaTorah. There's a Seder Advarim of exactly how it has to be mentioned. So there are specifics. If you go through carefully, the Torah, the Beis Yossi, the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Pei Zayin, Kuf Pei Ches, Kuf Pei Tes, you'll see what exactly the basic requirements are for Birchas HaMazon. Now the Magen Avraham has an introduction to Siman Kuf Tzadi Beis. And in his introduction to Siman Kuf Tzadi Beis, he says he writes, Nusach Birchas HaMazon HaKotzer. He didn't come up with it himself, he quotes from Harav Rabbeinu Naftali something or other, a Nusach Birchas HaMazon HaKotzer, a proper text for a shorter version of Birchas HaMazon. So the Magen Avraham says, and this is something that one should do b'shas hadchak, because in this nusach birchas hamazon hakatzer, it fulfills all of the requirements of what we said you have to have in birchas hamazon. It fulfills all those requirements, but it still cuts out, so it trims the fat, so to speak, from some of the birchas hamazon. Now it should be noted, there is a halacha mifureshes in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Pei Zayin, that im lo hiskir bibirch saaretz bris v'torah afilu im lo chisra lechemem machzirin also, that if a person does not say bris or torah, if a person is mechaser from the bracha, or the way the Torah says it even more strongly, kol mi shemishana hamatbeya, anyone who changes the text, o shalo hiskir mashachivu chacham lahaskir lo yatzi yedei chavaso, or doesn't mention one of the things you're supposed to mention, is not yotzei benching. So the Torah is not sure, what does it mean lo yatza? Does it mean that it's mamish ma'akev, or you just didn't do the right thing? But bottom line is, we're not supposed to change the matbeya. But it seems that the way the poskim understood that is that, within reason, you can't change the matbeya that goes against any of the rules. But if you're loyal to all the rules of what must be mentioned and what order they must be mentioned, then it is possible that you can cut out parts of Birchas HaMazon. And in fact, throughout the generations, there have been several different nuscha'os of Birchas HaMazon. The one that we use most closely resembles the nusach of the Leket Yosher, who is a Talmud of the Trumas HaDeshen. The Rambam in Mishnah Torah, in the end of Sefer Ava, by the Nuschos HaTfilah, has a shorter version of Birchas HaMazon, and Rabbi Abadi in a Tshuva, in Siman Nun Tes, has a Nusach of Birchas HaMazon that's largely based on the Nusach of the Rambam. Now, he points out that the Kolbo has another shortened Nusach, but he doesn't want to use the Kolbo's Nusach because he thinks it's lacking certain things. Now, why? Why would you do this? We have a bencher, we have everything, we have a sitter. It's been the same way for, I don't know, a few hundred years at least, where Jews say Birchas HaMazon in this way. Why would one want to start tinkering with Birchas HaMazon? So Rabbi Abadi in his Tshuva claims that the motivation of many of the Achronim was that people found benching too long, and because of that, they weren't benching, or they weren't benching at least with Kavana. And Rabbi Abadi says, what we find in our generation is people paskin incorrectly on what you have to wash for and what you don't have to wash for because of fear of benching. I don't want to have to bench, so I'm not going to wash when I eat pizza. I'll just make a mezonos. So why do you do that? That's against the halacha. You're supposed to wash when you eat pizza. L'chora. Rav Moshe has this famous psak that no one understands of the one slice versus the two slices, but pashlis, you should have to wash for such a thing. Rabbi Abadi says, falafel. Some people don't wash on falafel because they don't want to bench. So better than not to bench would be to provide people with a shorter nusach, and that way they'll be yotzei benching. And he reports that this has been a great benefit to Klal Yisrael ever since he wrote and publicized this shorter nusach. What about the people that would have benched the full nusach and now they're saying the shorter nusach? He says, no big deal. You don't lose anything. Everything that you need to say is in my shorter nusach of Birchas HaMazon. So yotzei even l'chadchila. Plus, you're probably having more kavana if you're saying shorter Anyway, and then he says, but the ikker way to shorten benching, if one really needs to shorten benching, is just cut out everything after the fourth bracha, right? That's not even in Shulchan Aruch. The idea that we say all of these harachamans afterwards, that's not part of the brachos of benching. That's an additional tefillah that we say afterwards. Yeah.
Don't Shabbos people just say to you?
So I think I once gave a Tamin Halacha shir on that on Shabbos, about Shabbos, not a shir on Shabbos, but about Shabbos. That on Shabbos, many people have the minhag not to say the arachamans for a different reason, because the arachamans are bakashos, and we try to refrain from asking for bakashos on Shabbos. That's the practice in my family, that we stop at Ali Chasreinu on Shabbos, which of course led my kids to the awesome joke that, you know, they're working out in the gym and someone says, hey, how much do you bench? And they say, just till Ali Chasreinu. So that's our joke, okay? Good enough, okay? So I thought it was funny. So to cut the benching over there, that will l'chora not be such a big deal. So is this a good idea or is this not a good idea? Shulchan Aruch Harav in Siman Kuf Pei Zayin writes, B'shas Hadchak Shu Nechbas V'Loyachol Levarich B'Kavana. In the Shas Hadchak, where you're rushed and you're not going to be able to be Mevarich B'Kavana, you could be Mekatzer, you could be Medaleg on certain parts of Birchas HaMazon, and B'shas Hadchak. The Magen Avram, when he quotes that short Nusach, says, B'shas Hadchak, that this is a nusach, if a person is not going to have time and it's going to be a shas hadchak. I am fundamentally opposed to the idea, though, of just changing the nusach of Birchas HaMazon, even for non-shas hadchak situations, by saying that the whole world is in a shas hadchak right now, because no one really has kavanah. I think that's an unduly negative view of what the reality is, or an unduly positive view, meaning Rabbi Abadi is assuming that A, the whole world doesn't have kavanah when they bench, and B, that it's going to help to make a shorter Birchas HaMazon. I would argue that it may be true that many people don't have kavanah when they bench, and they likely will continue to not have kavanah with the shorter Birchas HaMazon. Meaning, I don't think those who lack kavanah because of the length of Birchas HaMazon. I think they lack kavanah just because they don't take Birchas HaMazon that seriously. I know from much of my life, I probably did not take Birchas HaMazon as seriously as I should have. One life-changing experience is spending a Shabbos with Mori V'Rabbi Rav Shachter and just listening to him bench, where he says every word slowly and out loud. He only says Talali Chasreinu and throws in Bamarom also, you know, on Shabbos, and yet he's sitting there benching for like way longer than anybody else is benching around the table to really focus on the words. And that's something that we should strive to do before we alter the text. Now Rabbi Abadi says, I understand that it's only for a Shas Hadchak and that's what it was meant for, but he says, what are you going to do? You're in a Shas Hadchak. Where are you going to find the short nusach of Birchas HaMazon? You're going to start opening up Svarim and find the Magen Avram's short nusach of Birchas HaMazon? That's not likely to happen. So in a Shas Hadchak, I want it to be accessible, so let's print benchers. And that's what he did. He printed benchers. A Talmud of Rabbi Abadi, someone who goes to him with all of his shaylas, told me that he asked him whether he says the short nusach of Birchas HaMazon himself. And the answer was no, that he says the long version of Birchas HaMazon, but he still thinks it's to the benefit of society that they should have the short nusach of Birchas HaMazon available to them. I believe I was told that Rabbi Henkin in Eretz Yisrael thought that for chinuch, that the children should be given a short nusach of Birchas HaMazon. I thought that was... that strikes me as odd also. I mean, to give children a shortened nusach of Birchas HaMazon, what's the point of chinuch? You want to train them in being able to do the mitzvah when they get older. So what? When they get older, all of a sudden we're going to change benching for them? Then what was the chinuch all about? L'chora, the way most of us were taught to bench, at least I remember when I was a child, they started with the first bracha, we said it out loud, you know, and then once we graduated from the first bracha, we said the second bracha, not to just throw it all into one shorter Birchas HaMazon that covers all the brachos, but maybe you could say it's tali on what the point of chinuch is, whether it's that the child should be mekayim the mitzvah keinu mitzvah v'yosa, or whether it's just to prepare him for when he's an adult. But certainly, if it's to prepare him for when he's an adult, you would imagine that it would be best off to keep the nusach the way it's been for hundreds of years and the way it appears in all of the benchers, even though it's obviously not crazy to follow one of these short nuschos. One is certainly Yotzei Birchamazon, at least that's the way it appears in all of the poskim.